Talk Radio Europe.
Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Good afternoon. With us on the line now is Maria Teresa Rora Vivas talking about her book, Be Mindful. It's an easy guide on reducing anxiety and coping with examination stress. It may also help students of any discipline increase productivity. Welcome to the show, Maria Teresa. How are you?
Hello. Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to explain.
No problem. It's lovely to have you back with us. Last time we spoke was it just before Christmas or just after Christmas?
It was just before Christmas. We were talking about Christmas in Spain.
Yes. Did you have a good Christmas?
It was quite good, but unfortunately we had COVID at home, so half of it was just isolation, as you can imagine.
Yes. It's been quite rife. We had it in the new year just a few weeks ago. Lots of people seem to have had it around Christmas and New Year, but everybody's okay.
Everybody's fine, and springtime is coming, and everything is going to change very, very soon. Yes. In Spain, we can leave our face masks out on the street as for tomorrow, I think.
Yep, so, fingers crossed.
Yeah, we are moving in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely, at last. Book then, Be Mindful, when and why did you decide to write it?
Well, I decided in 2012, I started to have some sort of curiosity about how to help my students manage stress, because we were doing speaking examinations and some of them just gave up because they were so stressed and nervous and they couldn't speak a second language. So I started to investigate and to take courses about how to reduce stress and anxiety. And I ended up doing mindfulness courses in the teacher's training and then at university.
Fantastic.
And it works well. We were doing practices in the classroom. At the moment, I have a few students wanting to do the mindfulness practices because they find they can calm down and be less stressed up when they need to speak a second language. I mean, a student of mine herself said yesterday, you know, I work with English people and we speak English in the office. It's an international office. And she said, every time I speak English, I get nervous and I completely block out. And it's so frustrating, you know. So I thought, as a teacher, what can I do to help my students be better and perform, you know, the way they normally do? Because it's just going through a stressful moment, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, you have to have confidence to talk and speak in a second language, don't you? If you're not completely fluent, then a lot of people find it really nerve-wracking.
It is nerve-wracking. And I was a nervous student myself. I remember sitting at exams and just shaking and sweating. Oh, God. And then when I became a teacher and I saw, you know, adult people, because I teach adults. I don't teach teenagers or children, but it doesn't really matter because adult people always go through stressful moments I remember students of mine just getting up one day and leaving the room, and she was so good. I thought, I have to do something. I have to do something. And I came up with this guide. And what we do is basically find a moment where you can sit down and just focus on your breathing and breathe out. And any distraction that comes to your mind, just let it go. Because our mind, they call it monkey mind, actually.
Monkey mind, because
our mind jumps from one place to the other, from future to past, from memories to planning the day after, from, you know, images. And so how can we redirect our mind to the activity we're doing at the moment, So the training is to just focus on one object. And the object is breathing, but you can focus on any other thing, like, you know, you have a piece of fruit in front of you, or just look at the sky. And every time you realize your mind goes to a thought or a memory or a plan for the future, just worry nothing about it. I mean, we can't worry that our mind goes a million times, because that is what minds do. They just go from one place to the other. But the moment you realize, you just very kindly redirect your focus onto the breathing, and breathe in and out, and focus on the cycle of breathing, and your body starts to gain memory. So it becomes easier and easier to redirect and focus and concentrate every time your mind goes. So as a student myself at university, I thought, if this is working for me, because I was, you know, a nervous student, and I usually get distracted because I'm curious about everything. And like when you're searching the internet, you go from one website to the other and another, and you've forgotten what you were doing to begin with. So this exercise actually helps you come back to where you started and why you're there, and focus and concentrate, and eventually you become more productive.
Mm. And you could use that exercise in different times of the day. I was just thinking, sometimes if I have trouble sleeping, which I know a lot of people will relate to, you know, it's that time when your body is still, you're quiet, but your mind can be so active, again, thinking about things that have happened in the past, things that may or may not happen in the future, work problems, relationships, money, all these kind of things that we're all thinking about. And sometimes that can stop us sleeping, and it's a horrible position to be in. And again, concentrating on breathing and forcing your mind to focus on one simple thing every time your mind gets distracted, bring it back to that point again, can really help your body relax and sleep.
It does help a lot of people. It doesn't help everybody. It does have the opposite effect for some people. And, you know, some people are more active and they need exercise, for instance, sports, football, I don't know, running. But it does suit people like myself. I'm not a sporty person, and I get stressed like everybody else. And yes, when it is hard to sleep, you know, what can you do? But it is key to remember that we are not pushing ourselves. We are not forcing anything. We're just trying to be kind to ourselves. So no punishment, you know, because your mind will go a million times, and you just very kindly bring it back. And perhaps you can focus on your stomach, because you're breathing. You can feel it on your stomach going up and down. And that's just good enough, just to watch your stomach going up and down and stay there, look after yourself and be kind to ourselves. I think this is the key, actually, because we have this inner critic that criticizes everything we do. And I mean, we say to ourselves things we wouldn't tell our best friend. and this is something that I also have learned, to be nice to yourself and be kind and be supportive, not instead of critical. Yes. All the time.
Yes.
So yes, it is a good exercise if you want to try. And but as I said, it doesn't suit everybody. And also, isn't it funny, in all the training courses I have been, and all the students that come to me and ask for these mindfulness practices, most of them are female. And I think it has to do with emotions, because we are so emotional. Women, you know, we our emotions are more
prominent.
I don't want to be, you know, for or against. We are different, and we are both okay, men and women. But women, we have all these emotions going up and down all the time, and thoughts, and it does help you be more. More supportive of yourself, like like I said, and happier, and you know, when we are suffering, because we all suffer, we all have something that is not what we want it to be, but that is human nature. Instead of going on and on and on about it, just accept it. And the moment you accept it and you live with it, and you integrate it as part of your life, everything starts to work. And stress is just like that, you know. If you're trying to kill or control stress, this is not going to work. If you try to just integrate it and understand that your body just gets nervous when, you know, there is a stressful situation, just understand it. This is normal. And start breathing and be kind to yourself. And little by little, you come out of it and go back to normal.
Yeah.
It sounds silly.
No, not at all. I think it's marvelous. It's not silly at all.
And I wanted to tell you about Jon Kabat-Zinn. He was the founder of mindfulness, and he was a professor at the Faculty of Medicine in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. So he was the person who created the first mindfulness-based stress reduction program in 1979. And he had he was looking after ill people with cancer. So the origin of mindfulness was to help these people who with a terminal disease to be happier in their everyday life, even knowing that they were going to, you know, they will eventually pass away. How could they be happier and manage their pain and become more active and less stressed up? And this is how it all started. And then not long ago, I don't know if you can remember, in January, last 22nd or 21st of January, we heard about Thich Nhat Hanh. This was a monk, a Buddhist monk, and he died. He passed away last month. He also has a very interesting article when he was invited to Google, to the offices. Mm-hmm. And ever since he had this visit in 2013, the managers realized how mindfulness was helping their employees be happier, more productive, less overloaded with work, and more productive in the end. Mm-hmm. And it all had to do with making them realize that life is not all about, you know, being at the top and having everything and being number one, but rather, because even when you're number one and you have everything, you do have suffering like everybody else.
Yeah.
And if you don't learn how to handle that suffering, you are unhappy.
Oh, definitely.
Exactly. So he made them more aware of you know, the more spiritual side of life, rather than the fighting to be the best and the biggest and the number one.
Mm. Oh, it's true. It's so much of life is all about how we deal with things. You know, everybody goes through heartache and pain and trauma of all different kinds, whether it's money worries. Everybody loses people that they love because everybody's going to die at some point, whether it's marriage breakdowns, whether it's money or job worries, whatever it is. It's, you know, everybody has to suffer these things in our lives. And it's all about how we deal with it. That's what makes the difference, and that's what helps us to get through it. You know, people can live their whole lives never getting over something that happened to them, or they can make the choice to be able to get through it and to cope with it and to be able to sleep at night and to be able to move on. It's a really interesting subject, the whole idea of mindfulness and just being able to find that peace even in a dark time.
Absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely correct. And I think, like, you know, they said at the beginning of this course I took at university, they said acceptance is the key.
Yes.
And sometimes you don't want to accept things, you know? And the moment you say, okay, that's the way it is. I'm not going to change it. So how can I put myself in a happier place?
Yeah.
Even though this is happening, and this happens to everybody every day. And when you become aware of these things, you can start to navigate the world in a different way, mm-hmm. and make wiser decisions and happier moves for your own sake.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't accept something, then you can't ever move on from it. You can't ever be okay with it. And the longer you're kind of sitting in a place of, no, I won't accept that, whether it's something that somebody said to you that has upset you that you don't like, whether it's the fact that something tragic and traumatic has happened that is obviously really difficult to deal with. I don't want to come across like we're talking about these things like it's easy. Obviously, when tragic things happen, it is not easy to just get over it, find happiness and move on. That's obviously not what we're saying. But the sooner you are able to have bring mindfulness and things like that into your life and to be able to, to move on from it, then it's just good all round, isn't it?
It is, and maybe you don't actually move on, but, you know, at least you're aware,
yeah,
of it. And mindfulness is, the meaning of mindfulness is just to be aware, really, is to pay attention to what is happening in your body, in your mind, your feelings, your emotions, and be more aware of where you are and what you want to do next and stop moving in autopilot, you know, like when you get up in the morning and all of a sudden it's 9 o'clock and you don't know what you've done since you woke up.
Yeah.
Because you have been somewhere else. Mm. And you've been talking to people, you don't know what you were talking about because you were thinking of, oh, I have to do the shopping when I finish this conversation.
Yeah.
But when you're more in contact with the present moment, with the person you have in front of you, with the conversation you're having, everything flows easier. And if you're not happy with it, you just move somewhere else. But you know, if you're not aware, you don't know.
Mm.
And that's actually what mindfulness is, awareness.
Yeah. So your book, even though you wrote it for students, do you think, I'm sure it sounds like it can be applicable to anybody, is it?
I think it is applicable to anybody. As a matter of fact, I took like the general concept of mindfulness and brought it into the classroom. But, you know, this is why the guide exists, because I thought, oh, wow, this is a good tool. This is a skill that I can teach my students, and I divided it into how to become familiar with the practice, and then how to pay attention to what is happening, then how to regulate your emotions when stress or anxiety comes up, and also how to manage time. Like sometimes we want to do a million things, and I always say to everybody, you know, there is only 24 hours in one day. Mm-hmm. You cannot do 1 million things. You just take things one at a time.
Yeah.
And that reduces stress also.
Mm.
And of course, cultivating resilience, like this ability to overcome adversity and be okay with it, instead of just, you know, letting things kill you, so to speak.
Yeah.
Just get over things, make a little effort and talk to yourself nicely, as when you would talk to a good friend that has lost perhaps somebody or has failed an exam, like it is our example.
Mm.
And just be supportive, as I said before.
Absolutely. Well, if people want to get a copy of the book, it's called Be Mindful. It's available on our website, tre.radio. It's by Maria Teresa Rora Vivas, who we've been chatting with today. Maria Teresa, thank you so much for joining us. It's lovely to chat with you again.
Well, it is my pleasure always, and I really appreciate it, Hannah.
Thank you so much. Speak soon. Take care.
Bye.
TRE is your